Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast. We are hot.
Hot.
Sizzling. That was a sizzle. And positively on fire, because this month sees the release of the T3 Hot 100.
Woo!
Thank you. Also coming up in the next 10 minutes of Toasted Tech, never lose a text again. We'll be checking out O2's Blue Book service. And cut price 360s look like they're on the way. What now for the Wii? All that and anything else we can squeeze in. Speaking of which, T3's Duncan Bell has wedged himself into the hot seat once more this week. Welcome.
Hello.
And what a hot seat it is.
It is.
Smoke is rising for your palms, in fact, because you have...
yeah, sorry about that.
because you are Vishnu. No, because you have the T3 Hot 100 freshly minted in the fires of Mount Olympus and brought down to T3 Towers for mere mortals to read. We can reveal all very shortly. But first, Duncan, just talk me through how you've sifted this lot down to a mere 100.
Fighting. I don't know. I think somebody put together a long list and then we knocked it down to a short list and then there was much horse trading. And then eventually we ended up with 100.
I'm imagining smoke-filled rooms, you know, wranglings long into the night.
Yeah, smoke-filled rooms I thought something really funny to say there. And I realised I'd absolutely nothing funny to say at this juncture. It takes forever, like, you know, thousands of gadgets come out and you have to knock it down to 100 and it's bloody hard work. And then all anybody does is bloody criticise the order you've got and say, my favourite gadget wasn't in there.
Okay, well, before the moaning can start, I think we should reveal perhaps the top 10. Oh yes, with appropriate top 10 music.
At number 10, Sanyo's 1080i Shooting Sanyo Exacti HD 1000 is our top camcorder.
At number 9, the Marantz SA S71 audio system.
In at number 8, which means it's not a number 1, it's the iPhone.
This is number 7, Be Still My Beating Heart. It's Tonion's pacemaker.
And at 6, going up like a balloon made of something other than lead, it's Bowers & Wilkins' Zeppelin iPod dock.
Breaking into the top 5... it's Philips Stonking 32-inch LCD.
Number 4, E's are good. Specifically, Asus's baby E laptop.
Getting
not the drug.
Hotter. At number 3, it's the PS3.
And ironically, Wii is a number 2. At number 2.
Although, you'd normally be a... I get you. Which means...
this is the iPod Touch.
I was going to really build that up then.
Oh.
Hold on. Sorry. I'll do it anyway. So, what's at number 1?
It's the iPod Touch.
Okay. I really should perhaps pay for the premium sound effects next time. So that is the top 10. 90 other gadgets to see in the mag, of course. Mm. But Duncan. iPhone at number 8. iPod Touch at number 1. Surely some mistake.
Well, they do look very similar.
Did you just get confused?
Might have been. We've always been a bit lukewarm about the iPhone in some ways, and I think we gave it 3 stars when it first came out.
Which is a brave decision, really.
It is a brave decision, but it's one in the eye to all those people who say that we have our tongues so far up Apple's backside that we can practically taste their tonsils.
Although I think just about every iPod is in this top 100.
Yeah, it is.
Flicking through.
I mean, those people are correct to an extent. I don't know, but the iPod Touch, I think, and many learned people have said this, is basically like the iPhone with the rubbish bits taken out.
It's the iPhone without the phone.
And the camera. But the camera's no good, and the phone, you know, you can use... a phone that you like better instead of the iPhone, so you get all the functionality of the iPhone without.
Let me put this to you: if the iPhone was 3G and it had a decent camera, would it be number 1?
No, I don't know. I mean, if my aunt had balls, she'd be my uncle. But
that's deep in some.
I know
in some way.
I'm in a philosophical mood today. For me, the issue is more storage actually than anything else. But yeah, I suppose if it was 3G. And it either had more storage and or a better camera, it might well be number 1. Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, it was a committee decision. I mean, anything you'd have put in there that didn't make it?
I don't know about the top 100. In the top 10, I'd have liked to have seen the Sony Ericsson K850i higher, maybe. Although there's slight... probably Sony Ericsson phones, they're brilliant when they work, but then the joystick falls off. But I do like that. And the musical Taser, obviously, I'd have liked to have seen.
Explain.
Well, it's just great, isn't it? You can listen to soothing tunes whilst zapping would-be assailants. It's not available in this country, obviously.
But sadly.
It's one of those, the Americans bring such a sense of joie de vivre to incapacitating.
Not that they know what that means.
No, that's very true. Yeah, no.
Anything on there that shouldn't be?
Yeah, well, I should have said that less enthusiastic. Yeah. I don't fully understand why the Super Audio CD player is in there. But
yeah, it's never really taken off.
It's very, very expensive.
Does it look good?
And very nice, and it looks nice on the page.
Yeah.
And it's, I believe it's a very good example of an SA CD player.
And I think if you do own an SA CD player, you can then officially describe yourself as an audiophile.
Yes.
One of the good files.
I say.
Yeah.
I don't know, because the only things you can get on Super Audio CD are like mid-period Pink Floyd albums and the collected works of Dire Straits. So they does nothing for me personally.
Your point is?
Yes. And that's why they're great.
There we go. And the Wii still beats out the PS3 and Xbox 360 down at 15. What's up with that?
On the face of it, that could sound a bit random. I appreciate. Mm-hmm. I personally would have liked to see the Wii winning because it's taking up an unearthly amount of my social life, as it is at the moment. The PS3.
In fact, it is your social life. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. One player tennis involves. The PS3, I can almost completely take or leave because for the reasons we discussed a few weeks ago about me not being particularly fussed about the high defness of films.
Yeah.
It seems to have a lack of games. But I suppose the Xbox 360, for me, is probably the. If I were a purist gamer, which I'm not, I would prefer the Xbox 360.
It's the machine I own, and I bought it because it's I don't need high def.
No,
player.
Well, no, quite.
And for games, it's better.
There's far. I mean, you can argue until late into the night about which is the more powerful, but you just look at the list of the top games, and the Xbox is out ahead. But the T3 team,
Nazis.
In its collective wisdom, decided the PS3 was better because it has clinched the Blu-ray, you know, the HD war for Sony. Well. It has many fine features, I believe.
We'll let it lie. The rest is all in the mag. No doubt some more debate to follow on that when people actually get their teeth into the full list. Let's skip merry along now to something new this week, the O2 Blue Book service that you will have to explain what this is because I've paid scant attention to this week.
Well, this is a very exciting thing. This basically backs up. You register with O2, and if your handset is one of the lucky 50% of handsets that this works with, it will save every text, back up and save every text you've ever sent and ever received.
So does it do that over the air or to your PC?
Yeah, because I suppose it goes through a server somewhere and it just keeps a copy.
Because to me, it sounds a lot like Nokia Lifeblog, which does exactly the same, but you save it, it backs up to your PC.
You may well be correct.
In a kind of scary fashion, you can see what text you sent 3 months ago.
I mean, why on earth would you want to see a text that you sent 6 months ago? I mean, for everyone that says, I love you from somebody you've just met, there's going to be 400 saying, I'm running late.
Yeah.
Or, sorry, can't make it. Or,
exactly.
Or, I've got the flu, can't come into work today.
There's very few texts that you want to keep, aren't there, really?
Yeah, lol.
Yeah.
Ooh,
but it backs up your photos as well, doesn't it? I mean, that's...
Yeah, but then only via MMS, so the quality is not going to be amazing. It's got a kind of blog element to it because people like blogs. So, I mean, basically, you know, obviously it stores your pictures when you send them as MMSs and then they're available to share. With
great.
People who want to see sort of 0.2 megapixel images.
But then you can already do that with Facebook. Do you need another service?
If you signed up to O2, it's quite a nice thing. Do I think it's going to change the world? No, I don't. I'm sure O2 couldn't give a flying one, I think. But it's a nice little thing.
Don't do yourself down. They're listening to this crying right now. Weeping into their iPhones.
Weeping bitter tears.
Yes, yes. Okay, well, returning now to something we mentioned just a moment ago, actually, the Xbox 360, which could be heading for 15. Get it right. Could be heading for a price cut as we speak.
Yeah.
Which is rather annoying because of our deadlines, we don't really know whether this has happened or not. So we're going to speak of it in the sort of hypothetical sense, yet everyone will know.
Yeah, let's assume that it seems... to me, to make sense. Because I've got some very exciting statistics here, which I know you can prove anything with, but in February, and this is only in Japan, so again, okay, it's not completely representative, but in Japan, 331,627 Wiis sold in February. 89,131 PS3s sold in February and 14,000 and a bit. Xbox
Japan does not love the Xbox 360. No,
I know in America the Xbox is doing a lot better, but it's getting so wiped out in. It's doing all right here, but then the Wii's well.
Well, hold on. The PS3 kind of just passed a million in the UK.
Yeah.
And the Xbox 360 is well ahead of that. So it's still got a lot of catching up to do. Exactly. But basically, I mean, this could give it a bit of a sales spike. I mean, from what we ascertain, £150 it'll be for the arcade edition.
Oh, I heard 170, but either way, that makes it cheaper than the Wii. So that's.
I think you might be right, actually. Something. I think I'm just plucking figures from the air.
I think that this is based on the American price cut, but when prices in America have nothing to do with prices in the UK because of stuff, riff off Britain and that. It can't hinder sales, can it? I mean, the arcade's a pretty good machine.
I mean, it does make it cheaper than the Wii, which makes you think. Yeah. As I'm
you're agreeing with me.
Yes.
In a delayed way.
There we go. but I mean, does that mean you would pass up the Wii now for this?
I personally wouldn't. But I suppose a lot of floating voters or people who already own a Wii, say, or even a PS3. Might well consider it.
I mean, that said, it is for the arcade edition, which is kind of. I think the arcade's okay.
I don't really want to rip a load of CDs or download a lot of content to a console. So a memory card is fine by me. Yeah. And you can buy an external one. If you could buy the arcade for, say, 150, 170, if you then find you need more storage space, you can get an external hard drive for not a great deal.
Yeah.
It's a bit messy.
That's true. Though. It is.
And you do get Pac-Man free with it. You get five family-friendly arcade
Family-friendly.
Games
feeble attempt at trying to take on the Wii, but there we go. That's pretty much brings us speedily to the end of the show. Just enough time for your quick-fire reactions. You'll see that we've dropped the one-word aspect of this on the basis that you are useless at it.
Oh, yeah, you are. Sorry, I didn't read the script properly.
There you go.
I actually have prepared one-word answers.
You see?
I've just given away the... Oh.
Ruin everything. Come on then. Right, Sony personal field speakers.
Head brace. Does that make me think of orthopedic?
Yeah,
of
they do look very, very weird.
I know.
And slightly scary.
I wouldn't wear that on my...
The Asus Lamborghini ZX1 phone.
Toss is the word that I came up with for this one.
Yeah, they're really flogging that old... Lamborghini affiliation they have there.
It's just a rubbish smartphone.
It's pointless.
A triangle, a Lamborghini badge shaped.
People will buy it. Gene Hunt.
Ladies Front.
Lucy. Microsoft Lucid Touch.
I had to go away and look up what this was.
Yeah, it's a bit random. This.
It's just strokeable.
I should explain
the best
what it
word
is.
I could come up with.
It's, I know. In fact, this is quick.
Dual-sided touchscreen.
Yeah,
thing.
It's quite freaky deaky. Go and look it up. Right. From that, Love Match has you as off the scale. My God, man, have a cold shower. That is disgraceful. and it is also all we have time for. The new 2-3 is an entirely new magazine, which is available on the shelves, as is T3 on the shelves now with the rest of the Hot 100. Till next week, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 podcast.